Masechtas Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned two people that grew grapes, that mixed their grapes in a wine press, and one of them, who was Makpid, who was careful in taking off Meiser, ended up needing to take off more than 50% Meiser. He had to take off 75%. So Mishnah Ches over here discusses a similar case, but where it's not necessary to take off more than 50% of the Meiser. Mishnah Ches. Shnayim shekiblu sada ba'arisus. Two people that received one field ba'arisus in a sharecropping arrangement where they're both working on the field for a percentage of the produce. Aisha Yarshu, or two people that inherited a field and they're producing produce together. Aisha Nishtadfu, or two people joined as partners in the field and they're producing over here produce together in this partnership. So three different examples of partnerships. Yachlu Leimar, the one who's careful on Meiser, is able to say to the other one, to the Amaretz, Tol Ata Chitim Shebemakam Pleini, you take the wheat that will grow from this field in Makam Pleini, in such and such of the area, in a specific area. Vani Chitim Shebemakam Pleini, and I'm going to take the wheat that grows in a different area. Or he could say, Ata Yayin Shebemakam Pleini, Vani Yayin Shebemakam Pleini, you take the wine from one area, and I'll take the wine from another area. And he can designate which area is going to be his. Over here, this is not considered a transaction where there's splitting and he's selling his portion and the other person's selling 50% of his portion. Rather, this is working with a concept called Breira, the Rav says. Breira is a halachic principle that can cause a retroactive clarification that retroactively from the beginning it will be considered that all along this was his portion. And therefore, the 50% that he receives is going to be what was his all along, and he only needs to take off Meiser from that 50%. Avaloi yomerloi, but he cannot say to his partner, Tol atachitim, you take the wheat, va'ani sa'arim, and I'll take the barley. And they're making an exchange, two different species, you take one, I'll take the other, because then each one owns 50% of the wheat and 50% of the barley, and that's considered a sale. I'm selling you half of the wheat for half of the barley. Or Tol atayayin, va'ani etzal shaman, you take the wine and I'll take the oil, where there's exchanging species like this, so then it's considered like an exchange, a sale, and then he's in a sense selling tavel or demai, something that potentially the miser wasn't taken off of, to amaretz, which is not allowed to do so. He cannot sell the produce until the miser would be taken off. Mishnah Tes is a similar case. In Mishnah Chas, they were discussing where they were joint partners in the field, and then what they did with the produce. So here's a similar case. Chaver v'amaretz. A chaver is, we mentioned in the past, someone who's careful to eat food b'tara and not to allow the food to become tamei. So a chaver and a amaretz together, shiyarshu es aviyam amaretz, that they inherited from their father, who was amaretz. And here they're inheriting produce. Yachol hu leimerlei, the chaver can say to his brother, the amaretz, Tal ata chitim shebemakam pleini, you take the wheat from one specific area. Vani chitim shebemakam pleini, I'll take the wheat from another specific area in the inheritance. Or ata yayin shebemakam pleini, you take the wine from one specific area. Vani yayin shebemakam pleini, and I'll take the wine from another area. And in doing this way, he'll only need to take off Meiser from his portion, and he doesn't have to worry that he's giving someone else another portion that Meister hasn't been taken off of, and that he potentially could make Tameh, because this is using the concept of Beira, that it's considered what he took was always his, and what the other person took was always his, and it's not a transaction. Avaloi yemerlei, but he cannot tell him, Tolata chitim vanisarim, you take the wheat, and I'll take the barley. Or Tolata lach, you take the produce that became wet already, and is capable of becoming Tameh now. Vani etzal asayavesh, and I'll take the dry produce that's not yet hukshir l'kal v'tuma, it's not yet capable of coming tamei. This he can't do, because this is considered an exchange, a transaction, and thereby he's giving to amaretz something that's tevel or demai, that meiser wasn't taken off of, and something that potentially could become tamei, and this he's not allowed to do. So he'd have to do it in one of the first ways, where he just takes a portion of the wine or a portion of the wheat.